The book, Christie Gears Up for February 1st Promotional Appearance. By Fred Snowflack. Chris Christie hasn't had many public appearances since leaving office, but now he's got a book to celebrate, and to sell. And to that end, the former governor is scheduled to appear February 1st in his home county of Morris for a combination book signing and question and answer session at Mendham High School. The event starts at 7 p.m. and costs $45 to attend. While the program is at the high school, registration, which is required, is being handled by the Mendham Township Library and Bookends. Christie lives in Mendham Township. Excerpts from the book, Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics, have already appeared. Fortunately, the excerpts seem a bit better than the cumbersome title. What gets the most attention, of course, is Christie's interaction with Donald Trump and Jared Kushner, whose father was prosecuted by then-U.S. Attorney Christie. All of that is juicy stuff and is bound to interest political junkies in such locales as Topeka and Pensacola. But political observers in Morris County have got to wonder what, if anything, the book says about Christie's turbulent time in county politics. Some may say, what, he was just a freeholder. Yes, freeholders are often anonymous figures. But Christie's three-year freeholder career and campaigning sparked three lawsuits. Christie was a defendant twice and a plaintiff once. Some of his old adversaries are still active in county politics, although they seem to have forgotten the acrimony of the past. Then, there is the 1995 Republican Assembly primary that Christie lost. And showing the sometimes eternal nature of politics, the two men who won that primary, Anthony R. Buccio and Michael Patrick Carroll, are still in the legislature. Buccio has moved up to the Senate. And the man who ran with Christie, Rick Merkt, eventually had a falling out with him. Go figure. Merkt, by the way, also lived in Mendham Township and served on the municipal governing body before moving to New Hampshire. Most normal people are not going to care about political battles of more than two decades ago, but with history in mind, it will be interesting to see what the book says about these times and if people ask Christie about them. The former governor's most noteworthy public appearance of late in Morris County was a pep talk last July to party activists and leaders. Christie related some of his past battles to stress that once the primary ends, the party has to come together and work hard for the winners. With that in mind, he told the crowd they had to love Jay Weber, the man who won the congressional primary in District 11. Well, you can't blame Christie for trying.